这衣服我都认识。
First, here is a Swiss chronometer to give you the exact time. At the last turn, it will be 7 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time. You are tuned to Switzerland. We are broadcasting to Australia and New Zealand in the 13, 25, and 31 meter band, and to other parts of the world in the 31 and 48 meter band. Stay tuned for Dateline.
Hello there, this is Peter Halliburton with Dateline. But first, it's time for the news. Switzerland with a roundup on the Palestine commando hijack story. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is reported to have released about 120 women, children, and elderly people from the two hijacked airliners in Jordan. Those released are said to have been taken for alive. But the commandos say they're still holding American, West German, Israeli, and British men on board the planes. A spokesman for the PFLP in Amman said his organization now wants Britain to release an Arab girl involved in an unsuccessful hijacking attempt yesterday on an Israeli airliner in which another Arab died. A second condition is the release of Arabs detained in West Germany after an attack on an Israeli airline passengers at Munich Airport earlier this year. And a third demand was the release of certain Arab commandos held by Israel, as well as two Algerians detained by Israeli authorities. The Swiss Prime Minister, Mr. Grabe, Monday night met the United States, British, and West German ambassadors in Bern to discuss the two planes hijacked to Jordan by Palestine commanders. They discussed the possibilities of coordinated action to obtain the release of all the passengers involved and the two planes. Switzerland agreed earlier to release three Palestine commandos from jail when the hijackers presented a 72-hour ultimatum. But the Foreign Office in Bern sent the original ultimatum did not demand the release of Arabs held prisoner in other countries. The Swiss government says it's following the situation closely and is in contact with the other governments involved. The ambassadors called to the Foreign Office in Bern are reporting back to their governments, and the responses are expected early Tuesday. After the talks, Mr. Grabe met the Israeli ambassador in Bern. The International Committee of the Red Cross has announced its decision to send a special mission to Amman immediately to contact the Jordanian government and Palestinian organizations. A communique from the International Committee in Geneva said that, if need be, the mission would serve as an intermediary between such organizations and the government concerned. The mission's role is purely humanitarian, and the Red Cross says decisions on conditions of release for passengers and crews involved are solely matters for government. The mission has instructions to bring aid to the passengers and crew members of the two hijacked planes in Jordan without distinction as to nationality. The American Secretary of State, Mr. Rogers, has met the Israeli, West German, British, and Swiss ambassadors in Washington to discuss the hijacking. The State Department spokesman said the government would continue to keep in close touch on the problem. The Israeli ambassador was quoted after the meeting as saying Israel did not intend to release any prisoners in exchange for Israeli hostages held by the hijackers. Earlier in London, the British Prime Minister, Mr. Heath, called together top government officials to discuss the Arab commando's demand for the release of an Arab girl involved in the attempt on an Israeli airliner. The Israeli plane crashed at London Airport after one hijacker was killed and a soldier was wounded. Israel has called for the girl's extradition. In West Germany, all preparations are said to have been made for the release of three Arab detainees if the federal government orders them set free. The Bavarian state prosecutor said in Munich that all three had been moved to the same jails. There's still no indication from Bonn whether the men are to be set free in exchange for West German passengers on the hijacked plane. The Arabs are awaiting trial on charges of attacking Israeli airline passengers at Munich Airport earlier this year. The passengers and crew of a Pan-American Airways jumbojet airliner, hijacked to Cairo by Palestine commandos, made a stopover landing in Rome on their way to New York. The Boeing 747 jumbojet was blown up at Cairo Airport just after the passengers and crew left the plane. There were some 170 people on board. That's Walt from SBC, Bob Peter reporting.